Good morning and welcome to South Florida Sunday. I'm Tracy St. George, along with some friends, to talk about the issue of homelessness here in West Palm Beach. From the Lord's Place, we've got CEO Diana Stanley and Sarah, also from Director of Community Relations at GL Homes. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
Thanks for coming in today. I'm sorry we ran out of mimosas before you got here.
No worries. Next time.
Absolutely. So let's get right into it. Diana, can you share with our listeners the mission of the Lord's Place? I love the Lord's Place. How your agency is accomplishing that mission right here in Palm Beach County.
Sure. Thank you so much for those kind words. We are celebrating 40 years.
Wow.
I know. It's so hard to believe. And over the last 40 years, our mission has remained the same. We are committed to ending homelessness for men, women, and children in our community. We do that by creating really innovative programming. We do it with compassion and we do it with efficiency so that we're good stewards of folks' gifts when they make a gift to the Lord's Place. But over the years, we've seen such a huge change in the landscape of homeless services. And so one of the things I think we really take to heart and we work on all the time in continuous quality improvement is looking at the unmet needs in our community. And so once again, we look at that. We think about, are there populations that aren't being served? How has the landscape changed? And with all of that, because of being able to be true to that, we've actually been able to increase our programs and our services. And we are now almost a $12.5 million agency. And we have 140 employees. And we have 16 campuses throughout Palm Beach County.
Wow, that's amazing. Let's give everybody the website so they can look that up right now to get more information or make a donation.
Sure. It's thelordsplace.org. And anyone can go and they can learn about our programs and learn more about our services. But I think the really ultimate purpose for the Lord's Place is to make certain that we give people the tools they need to rebuild their lives. And that's
Absolutely.
Really what this is about.
Yeah. And like you said just a second ago, you make a list every single year. Is there any year that you're like, it's getting better? This is awesome.
Yeah.
And what kind of things can make it better?
You know, I think that when we look at the landscape, we look at what's happening economically in our country. You know, 8-9 years ago, we were dealing with the housing crisis, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, our family needs started to escalate, and we were able to wrap our arms around them. Most recently, about 4 years ago, we started to see an unmet needs for women's services, single women who were walking the streets, Tracy, without any place to go.
Mm-hmm.
So that really challenged us to create new housing programs for single women so that they can start rebuilding their lives and be reunified with their families and start to really be empowered as women. Most recently, we're really looking at a new trend for the elderly. We're seeing a lot of our homeless folks that are out on the streets are people that are much older than we've ever seen. They're in their 60s, they're in their 70s, they're very frail. Many of them are in wheelchairs, many of them in walkers. And what's really heartbreaking is that these are the folks that oftentimes you don't see.
Yeah.
Right. These are the ones that are hidden behind the gas stations. These are the ones that are hiding behind bushes. And it is disheartening when you are out late at night, as I sometimes do with our street engagement team, and you see our elderly folks who are homeless because there's no place for them to go. So we have a big heart for that population, and that's our newest trend that we're watching very closely to see what role we can play in order to serve them.
Yeah, that's a sad trend.
Yeah,
let's end it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to be helping with that. Tell us about the Lord's Place Ending Homelessness Breakfast that you've got coming up on November 21st.
The event of the season.
Yes.
Right, Miss Sarah?
Looking forward to it, Diana.
Yeah, absolutely. Thursday, November 21st, 7:30, Rise and Shine. And we are so blessed because this event attracts anywhere between 650 to 700 people. We've been sold out the last couple years.
Wow.
People refer to this event as the event that kicks off the season of gratitude. And I think that's really what it is. And we are once again so blessed that our good friends from GL Homes has agreed to be a sponsor this year, even at a new level.
Yes, we have really upped our game this year, Tracy. We went from, we were still at a high sponsorship level, but Diana approached me. We had a great conversation and we agreed to be the presenting sponsor this year at the $25,000 level because GL Homes believes so strongly in the Lord's Place mission. And really, our core philanthropic focus is to help break the cycle of homelessness. And this is exactly what the Lord's Place does. It's right up our alley.
And now you've been doing this for a long time. So how long has GL Homes been involved?
Oh, gosh, Diana, would you say?
Since you were in third grade.
Something like that, right? I'd say.
Forever.
I'd say, are we at about 7 years.
Yeah, I was going to say seven. Yeah.
I think we're at the lucky seven.
I think we're about 7 years. Yep.
Lucky seven.
And our partnership each year has become stronger and stronger. The Lord's Place is just so innovative and creative with ideas, willing to engage with the corporate community. How can we affect change? And we are seeing results.
Mm-hmm. You know, we believe, and really GL Homes is a prime example of what a corporate partner should look like, right? It is trusting us. It's believing in us. It's walking this journey with us. It's putting their money where their mouth is, being able to say, we really want to make a difference. But beyond that, what I love about GL Homes, I have to do a little plug, is that there is no one in GL Homes that doesn't have a heart for understanding the stories of our clients, right? So when I approach them to do this breakfast, it's primarily because every breakfast prior to this one, you could see that they were impacted and they felt the stories of the clients that speak that morning. So these are wonderful corporate partners, but more than that, they're amazing human beings that have a heart to serve the poor and the homeless.
That's awesome.
So we're blessed.
Yeah.
And I think what a lot of people, as Diana just said, what a lot of people get out of this breakfast, it's certainly, I think, more of an awareness of empathy.
Yeah.
I really do, for the clients, and sometimes it is, but for the grace of God, go I.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That if there had been a decision in our lives or a misstep, or perhaps family that wasn't there to support us when we made that mistake, where would we be?
Right.
And I think too, and one of Diana's themes for these breakfasts had been one breakfast was everyone has a story, right?
Absolutely.
And that really has resonated with me personally. Mm-hmm. Look beyond the situation. What has happened to this person?
Right.
Right. Because there are just so many stories to tell.
Yes.
And so I think that these breakfasts are heartwarming, they are inspiring, and I do think they leave you feeling good about the work that the Lord's Place does to change lives.
You know, Tracy, and I think it's important to note, this is not your typical event. I think that's what people think breakfast is lunches, right? It is so not typical, and you've never been to one,
no,
right?
I'm not.
I need to get you
I'm
there
coming.
To see.
Oh,
you
November
have
21st.
To come and see one of these.
Am I going to cry?
I mean, yes, you're going to cry. You're going to laugh. You're going to do everything.
Okay.
It's just a combination.
Happy tears.
Yes.
Happy tears,
inspiring tears. You know, we really made the decision. We don't need another black tie event, right? We don't need another typical event. When we created this event, very much like our sleep out, right, at the Lord's Place, we wanted it to be so unique and so different that when someone walks away that morning, they are going to feel different.
Mm-hmm.
And so before every one of these breakfasts, my prayer is, let me change a heart, right? That's my prayer. When 650 people walk through the door, you know, who's that one heart that I'm going to change? And we've been really blessed over the years that we've met after the breakfast so many people who were just so touched by the stories that they heard. So it's not your typical breakfast. I invite anybody to come, hear stories, and you will walk away being changed, and your heart will be full of gratitude for what you have in your life.
Wow.
It's very uplifting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So at the breakfast, you can become a donor. You could become a volunteer, perhaps.
All of the above. All of the above.
And thelordsplace.org to get any information.
Exactly. We're always looking for volunteers, always in need of volunteers, corporate volunteers, individual, retired folks. Mm-hmm. We need retired folks. We need anybody that wants to come and serve. And there, because we're so large now, we have so many different volunteer opportunities that if there's something that's endearing to you, we'll find a place for you. We just had a teacher that came that said, I want to be a tutor. And we're like, we can do that. And
so now
she's tutoring some of our men. And so it's, we really want to fit. We want to find a volunteer opportunity that makes their heart sing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we do.
Definitely. Yeah. Now, can you share with us who you'll be honoring this year and what else those attending will be expecting? Like, what's going to go on at the breakfast?
Well, first of all, let me say that we have our honorary chair this year is Jason Emmett from Duffy's. And we're very excited that he is going to be our chairman this year. Mm-hmm. So kudos to Duffy's for that and for Jason for his leadership. And this year, year, we are very excited to share with the audience that we are going to be honoring the Honorable Anne Brown. She will be receiving the Ending Homelessness Award. It is an award that is given to distinguished leaders in the community that have gone beyond the call of duty. Mm-hmm. And Anne has done that numerous times. She has been our sleep out angel that every year she has come in the last 3 years, and she's matched dollar for dollar the amount of money that was given at sleep out. So she is somebody that we wanted to honor, but more than that, her heart is all about taking care of the poor and the homeless. So she's the perfect person to get this award this year.
That's nice. Congratulations to her and to Jason. So thanks so much for that. Sarah, GL Homes is once again, as we discussed, a major sponsor of the Ending Homelessness Breakfast. Why is it so important, do you think, for GL Homes to support efforts just like this one?
Well, certainly part of our culture is giving back at GL Homes. Mm-hmm. And again, our focus is really working with organizations like the Lord's Place throughout Florida, actually, to help break the cycle of homelessness. And that is for men, women, and children. So whatever we can do, and that's time, that's money, that's our resources. And just a fun point for you, Tracy, every year Diana comes to GL Homes, and part of this experience that Diana is describing, she gives us a challenge.
I do.
Every year.
Oh, how fun.
So setting the stage, if you will, we are usually tasked with some sort of construction project for the stage, for the staging, to create this atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So this year was no different.
In terms of, come and see it.
Right. And I won't even call it a construction project. I'll just call it a challenge, because each year Diana comes up with something more and more elaborate for us to do. And I'm going to let Diana explain what this is all about.
So we have had themes for this breakfast forever. And it's part of the signature, part of this, of the breakfast. 1 year we had open doors. And of course, GL Homes was kind enough. They created three doors on stage that people walked in and out.
Not as simple as you would think, Tracy.
Yes, exactly.
Which side do the hinges go on? Yes. Do you want the doorknob on the left or the right? How do you have a freestanding door? Because then you have to prop them up.
Right?
We need to paint the doors, right? They need to be a certain color, right?
So it's a good thing they love us.
Yes.
That's all I have to say.
Everything, Tracy, is
and
a production.
The door.
Yes.
Exactly. So this year's theme is Home for Good. And
that's a nice one.
And it's but it's a prelude to the announcement that we're going to be making this year. We have
what's the announcement?
Can you tell us? Top secret.
Okay.
You have to come and listen
all
to
right,
it.
I'll
We're
there.
Very excited. But the theme Home for Good is appropriate as we make this announcement. It's about the future of the Lord's Place. It's about the future of our community, and it's about all of us linking arms together so that we can really end homelessness in Palm Beach County. Mm-hmm. So Home for Good is what we're doing. We've challenged the GL Home folks to create a stage. I really do think I'm Steven Spielberg. Okay, nobody else believes me, Trace. I'm just telling you that. So it is a Steven Spielberg.
Gosh.
It really is, right?
Tracy, Diana is the idea man, and GL Homes is the labor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys make the best team. You two are like...
We should have our own radio show, Tracy.
I know, you should.
Come on.
I don't even have to be here next time. You guys can carry on.
So they are creating a wonderful stage for us again. So it'll be lovely to see it.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. If you need help with that, I can help paint.
There you go.
Okay. We might have to take you up on your offer.
That'd be so much fun.
Yes.
Okay. I'm down.
I'm totally down.
So Sarah, through your long association with the Lord's Place on behalf of GL Homes, what have you learned about the homelessness population in our county? And why do you think it is so important to help them by supporting the Lord's Place and other groups?
I will say that, and I will speak on behalf of GL Homes, I think we've learned empathy.
Mm-hmm.
I, again, it's not until you walk in somebody else's shoes that you really know what has happened to that person.
And that goes along with your sleep out.
Absolutely.
It does. Where you want to get in
correct.
The mind
absolutely.
Of the homeless.
Absolutely.
Right?
It does.
Yep.
And in terms of our engagement, I think our engagement with the Lord's Place has been so close after all these years. And again, it's not just the money. It is easy for a corporation to write a check and be done with it, but it is really the time that really, I think, separates the men from the boys, if you will. And we are so engaged and committed with this organization to spend the time, whether it is a construction project, at the Ending Homelessness Breakfast, or volunteering at the Sleep Out. Those are the type of projects, the type of effort that we put in that makes this organization so meaningful to us. So I think you, Diana, your team, the Lord's Place, has taught us so much about the issue of homelessness, why somebody is homeless, and what are the steps needed to take to get that person out of homelessness, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Diana, what are some of the new initiatives that you have for the Lord's Place to help your clients and to raise funds for your programs? Like, do you have new thrift stores?
Do you have
a pantry kitchen? What do you all do?
So we have our social enterprises, which is our Cafe Joshua Catering. So we have a catering division, and we also have our thrift store. And this year alone, this year is going to be the most aggressive in our social enterprise budget. We have opened up our second thrift store last month, and next month we're opening up our third thrift store.
Where are those?
So we have one that will be opening in September is in Lake Park. The other one is in Military and Forest Hill, Military Trail and Forest Hill, and the other one is down on Dixie. So we're going to have three different thrift stores. You can go to the website. The directions are on there. And you know, people think of thrift stores as that's just a thrift store. But in the world of the Lord's Place, we see the thrift stores as an extension of us, right? This is an opportunity for us to, number one, go into a community that may not be wealthy, that will use our thrift store as a way to care for them and their family. Mm-hmm. So we love doing that. It's also a training site. All of our thrift stores have actual apprentices that are being trained on how to be retail associates.
Oh, wow.
So it's a training site. Mm-hmm. And then third, it is a revenue producing for the agency to come back so we can put it into other programs and other services. And then in addition, we are always gearing up for Sleep Out, right? I think that the Lord's Place is so interesting. It's got two major events, right? We've got Sleep Out and we've got the breakfast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can fit into any one of those things. And it's always going to be all of our events, all of our fundraising efforts will always be about making certain that people can feel that for that moment what it's like to be homeless. Because we have a misconception. Right. We look out and we see that person standing at the street corner and we think that could never be me. And I oftentimes say to folks, it may not be you, but it could be your brother.
Mm-hmm. Whenever I see somebody like that, I always think you were six at one point, swinging on swings with your
friends. You are somebody's son. You are somebody's daughter. You are someone's mother. You are someone's father. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I love one of our clinicians always says, I love what she says. She said, I look at our clients and I look at them and when they were six and they never turned to their parents and said, I want to grow up to be homeless. Mm-hmm. That was never their dream, right? So that's where they ended up. And it's our responsibility as an agency and with great partners like GL Homes and even with you guys here at the radio station to remind people that these are human beings. And sometimes it is easier not to look at them. We get that, right? We understand that and that's okay. But that does not mean we ignore the problem. And there is a problem of homelessness in Palm Beach County and we are just blessed to be called to take care of those that are lost and those that are forgotten. And our hope is that we bring voice back to them.
How do you find the people to help? Because, I mean, they're out there, like you said. But you said you've got a night program, so do you go around and you find people? And where do you take them?
We have a street engagement with the city of West Palm Beach. And when I talk about a night program, we actually have what's called a point-in-time count, where we are actually one day a year, we go out and we count 24 hours with all of our partners, homeless partners in Palm Beach County.
We
do. Mm-hmm. 24 hours, and that includes our friends at Adopt-A-Family and Goodwill, and all of our homeless friends come together, and we go out and we count. And for the last 6 or 7 years, I've done the midnight shift. So I get to go out and count and meet with folks from about midnight to 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. And those are the most invisible ones, right? Those are the ones that you do find in the bushes. I met Amelia, and he was probably in his 70s in a wheelchair and was sleeping next to his wheelchair. And nobody had ever seen him in the park before. And when I asked him why, he said, because I only come here at night. Because he's full of shame, right? Mm-hmm. That's what it. So our responsibility is to love on him and try to find housing for him and pick him up and put him into housing. Now, housing is the biggest issue right now, Tracy, that we're dealing with in our community. Huge issue, right? Affordable housing, supportive housing, housing of all kinds. Mm-hmm. So we're constantly looking at that. We are, as an agency, we're looking at how do we buy some old buildings, rebuild them, how do we repurpose them so that they become supportive housing. I know GL Homes has done an amazing job with our other partners in town in trying to build some new housing units, but housing really is the bigger issue that we need to start addressing in this community.
And those are kind of like dorms. Aren't they considered kind of like dorms?
Well, they are and they aren't. In our world, we don't have dorms.
So mm-hmm. at the Lord's Place, we have apartments.
Right, they are apartments, yes. but they're not like permanent. This is no. to get you on your
some
feet.
Some of them are, and some mm-hmm. of them are not. So okay. it really right. depends on where you are in the spectrum of homelessness is okay. how I describe that, right? Mm-hmm. So we have a menu of what house would be better for you. Mm-hmm. So somebody like Amelia, I mean, the likelihood of him ever being able to really live by himself and take care of himself, he's in his later years of life. We're not going to put him in a place that's mm-hmm. he's going to have to pay $1,500 a month. It's just not going to happen.
Right.
So our job is to try and find a place that he can be safe and he can be there. And hopefully when he is ready to pass, that we're going to be surrounding him in his bed mm-hmm. and loving on him.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah. That's what we're called to do.
But mm-hmm. I also think part of what I think you are asking as well, Tracy, is how do you help someone break that cycle of homelessness?
Yeah.
And as Dinah said, it certainly is housing, but the Lord's Place is so great at providing job training,
right.
too.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's working on resume building, computer skills, training with the Culinary Arts Program, as Dinah mentioned, they have Joshua Catering, which is their social enterprise system. Delicious food. The GL Homes uses their catering company
nice.
A lot. Mm-hmm. Yes, they know me well. Your
yes.
chef knows me well.
Yes, we do.
So it is all of those components, right? It is housing, but it's education. It is finding those skills to be able to train that person so that they can become independent and self-sufficient.
And break that cycle.
Sarah's right. We find that what we have to remember is oftentimes the folks that we serve just didn't have a safety net. You know, the three of us sitting here could have had some of the same things
sure.
happen to them mm-hmm. that have happened to our clients. The difference is we had a family. We
yeah.
had friends,
mm-hmm.
right? We had a safety net. What we have discovered over the years is the people that come to us don't have a safety net, right? So our job is to do exactly what Sarah said. We almost have to rebuild them. Right? We have to teach them how to work again. We need to teach them how to live again. We need to teach them how to think. We need to empower them.
Yeah, build their confidence.
They do because they've mm-hmm. never had that. So, yeah exactly.
Oh. Exactly. What do you think some of the biggest misconceptions the public may have about those experiencing homelessness? That they are lazy, they don't want to
mm-hmm,
do it.
Mm-hmm. They deserve to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
They've chosen to be there. You know, someone that's at the street corner, that was their choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say to folks, first of all, we need to never forget that addiction is a disease. So if somebody had cancer in your house and was standing at a street corner with a sign that says, I have cancer, give me $5, you would give him $5, right? Addiction is a disease. It's a disease that impacts people. And so when someone stays out on that street, it's because the disease is stronger than them wanting to leave the streets. So that's a huge misconception of folks, that they could change it if they wanted to, that life would be easy. And I love this one. All they need to do is go work.
Right. Yeah.
Just go find a job.
Right.
Just go work. And I mm-hmm. say, okay, you want to give us a job? Because I've got 125 people looking for jobs. So
right.
you want to help us find a job? That would be great. Open your doors and hire one of our folks. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gosh, it's so hard. Can you share some of the partnerships that you form with the City of West Palm Beach to
yeah.
others that achieve your mission?
City of West Palm Beach is our big partner right now in our street engagement. We love them. They are amazing partners for us. We cannot say enough about the work that we're doing and literally being out in the streets of West Palm Beach, meeting our most vulnerable clients, working with them, finding housing for them, connecting them with community services. It's been a real blessing.
And do you ever come across people that don't want to come with
yeah,
you?
Yeah. So that's a great, yeah. So let's talk about Hope. So Hope was out on the street corner of Olive and I think it was Clematis, maybe one up Detour, I think it was, for 9 months. And everyone will have known her. She lived in there in the corner. She camped out, didn't want to talk to anybody. And it took us 9 months for us to be able to get near her.
Really?
For her to talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so that was 3 months ago. Today, after much work, and it is not easy,
mm-hmm.
Hope is in her own little apartment.
Oh, congratulations to Hope.
In
That's
her
wonderful.
Own
oh,
little she? Apartment. She is very cute, and she's journaling
wonderful.
Now.
Wow.
And you wouldn't even recognize her.
Mm-hmm.
They sent me a picture of her the other day, and it's not the woman that you saw at the street corners. So it takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of love, and it takes the right kind of services for someone to engage and trust you enough to when you're finally able to say to them, come on, it's
mm-hmm.
time to leave, they trust you enough that they're going to follow you.
That's awesome. That's a lot of dedication and persistence, but not in a, you know, heavy way. But
exactly.
Wow.
Amazing work. And those, that work is actually being done by what we refer to as peer specialists. Mm-hmm. And these are people that have lived experience. So for many of them, they were out on the streets. So they're able to respond differently.
Full circle, giving it back.
Absolutely.
Yes. Paying it back.
Some of my favorite people on our staff are our peer specialists. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. So it's the Lord's Place. Is it thelordsplace.org?
Yes.
Okay,
thelordsplace.org
to get information, to volunteer, to donate for the breakfast that's coming up. How can people purchase the tickets, by the way, to the Ending Homelessness Breakfast that's coming up, or become a sponsor? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people that would love to help out, just like GL Holmes.
Yes, well, go to thelordsplace.org. Tickets are $75 each, or you can buy a table. Get your friends. We're all there bright and early, and it is truly amazing, Tracy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you will walk out of there at 9:25. We promise you that.
Yes.
9:25.
It is
start on time,
no idea.
End on time.
It is truth. You will, and we end with a song. Mm-hmm. So you will walk away just
inspired and uplifted.
Yeah, it's really great.
That is so nice.
Yes, so $75, we will always keep it at that price because we want it to be affordable for anybody. We have some patron tickets for $150, but most of the folks that really come in are $75 because this is about a community event. Mm-hmm. And so we want everyone that wants to be part of this, that can afford to be part of it. So, yes, we would invite anybody to come.
And this will sell out because there's only so many
chairs.
It
sells out every year.
Yeah, get the tickets now.
Yes, it
does. Every year. Mm-hmm. And it is live now on the website. So it did go live 2 weeks ago, I think it was. So it is live now on the website. So you can buy your tickets. And, yes, it will be sold out. There's no question about it.
Wonderful. I'm looking forward to coming.
Yay,
it's going to be
so
awesome.
Excited.
And
yay.
I'm looking forward to helping you paint.
Thank you.
I'm
that
doing
sounds good.
Set. Yes. I'm going to help.
We'll bring the paintbrushes, Tracy.
Okay.
So
I will look super cute.
You'll be there to help us celebrate.
Absolutely.
And we're all going to be home for good.
Okay.
When it's all
that is so
down.
Cool. Home
okay?
for good.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Diana.
And Sarah from the Lord's Place and GL Holmes. And we will see you on November 21st. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
God bless. Thanks. Okay.
Hooray. That was